Thank you for that introduction, Dr. Miller. Today I'll be discussing some of the work that I completed while working on my master's at Rutgers University, which focused on the impact of cultural management on anthracnose severity of annual bluegrass. In continuing with the anthracnose theme, it's pretty well established that anthracnose is caused by Colitotrichum cereale, so I won't belabor the point by re-illustrating similar signs and symptoms. Instead, I plan to give a brief introduction of rolling of putting greens. So rolling was a common practice back in the early 1900s by many golf course managers that was performed in an effort to smooth golf course surfaces as well as reduce undulations or irregularities in different surfaces of golf course turf. However, research regarding the negative aspects of compaction in relation to turf grass growth caused managers to shy away from this practice in the mid-1900s. However, the introduction of lightweight rolling equipment in the late 1980s and early 1990s sort of reinvigorated this practice and allowed golf course managers to readopt this practice in an effort to increase ball roll distance as well as reduce irregularities in putting green surfaces. Previous research has shown that a lightweight rolling can increase ball roll distance or green speed, as it's commonly referred to. Nikolai showed that rolling can increase ball roll distance up to 0.3 meters, and this effect can be observed for up to 48 hours. Additionally, in relation to anthracnose, previous work by Inguajardo et al. Showed that lightweight rolling can have no effect or even slightly decrease anthracnose. However, this study did not assess different types of rollers, as there are different models that are produced. So with that, we decided to develop a study to determine if the type of lightweight roller affects anthracnose development on annual bluegrass. And we also wanted to evaluate whether the location of mowing and or equipment traffic can affect anthracnose development in evaluating both the center and perimeter areas of a putting green. As managers have commonly stated that the perimeter areas of putting greens where most of the turning of mowing and or rolling equipment associated with daily practices, they observe a higher amounts of anthracnose in these areas. So we believed in starting the study that we would see a beneficial decrease in anthracnose from our rolling equipment, but we also observed that we might see an increase in anthracnose, or we hypothesized that we might see an increase in anthracnose in these perimeter plots where we did minimize our turning or the heavier amount of equipment traffic. So for this, we used a POA annual putting green site that was mowed daily at 3.2 millimeters. And now this was established on a sandy loam root zone and had an accumulated sand top dressing layer. Trinexpec ethyl was applied at label rate every 14 days. Sand top dressing was applied at 0.18 liters per meter squared every 14 days. Pesticides that were previously shown to be ineffective on anthracnose were used to control insects and other diseases such as the annual bluegrass weevil, as well as dollar spot and brown patch diseases. Nitrogen was applied at 4.9 kilograms per hectare every 14 days, and irrigation was applied to obtain moderately dry conditions, which is similar to what would be observed in a golf course setting in the northeast region of the United States. This study was set up as a strip plot design. It was a 2x3 factorial with 8 replications, and we utilized a 1.5 by 2.3 meter plot size. Now, our vertical treatments within our strip plot design were two different factors of center versus perimeter. Now, this was designed so that center plots would receive straight line passes of mowing and or rolling equipment, and all turning of equipment would be minimized to the perimeter plots, and additionally, perimeter plots would receive daily cleanup passes, which would be common to the perimeter area of a natural putting green in a golf course setting. Our different roller types included a vibratory roller, which was three true surface vibratory units mounted to a Toro triplex, as well as a sidewinder roller developed by Smithco, and a non-rolled treatment. And rolling was performed every other day after a daily mowing event in the morning. Now, I believe that it could be somewhat confusing in describing this, these methods and materials. So here we have a plot layout, and this is two replications of our experiment, which were back-to-back. As you can see here, we have our vertical treatments of center versus perimeter, where the center plots would receive straight line passes and all turning of equipment would be minimized to the perimeter areas. Here we have our horizontal treatments of a non-rolled treatment, a vibratory rolling treatment as signified by the red, and then the sidewinder rolling treatment signified by the green. And as you'll notice, there are three plot areas signified for the sidewinder rolling treatment, and this was used to allow for entry and exiting of the sidewinder roller. However, data was only collected from the middle area of these three plots to ensure accurate coverage and therefore provide an accurate explanation of this effect on anthracnose disease as well as ball roll distance. So to give you an idea of what it would look like on a daily event when both mowing and rolling occurred, here at the bottom we have scissors that would represent a daily mowing event. It's signified here, mowing in a typical 45 degree pattern. Then the mowers would come back in and perform cleanup passes within the perimeter plots. And then after mowing, we would come in with our rollers, and turning of mowing and rolling equipment would be minimized to those perimeter plots, whereas the center plots would receive straight line passes of that equipment. Anthracnose was rated periodically using the line intersect grid count method, which was previously described by my colleagues. A stent meter was used to obtain ball roll distance measurements early in the season before high amounts of disease would be observed, as this could affect ball roll distances later in the season when high amounts of disease cause thinning of the turf, which could have a profound effect on ball roll distance. Additionally, soil bulk density was measured in 2007 and 2008. We measured on one date late in 2007 and then on multiple dates throughout 2008 to see if we could quantify an increase in soil bulk density in relation to our rolling treatments. All data was subject to analysis of variance using the general linear model program within SAS, and all means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at the 0.05 level. Now moving on to our results. 2006 was somewhat of our pilot year for this study, as you can see by the few rating dates. Here, disease within this graph and throughout, disease will be presented as percent disease on the y-axis and date will be on the x-axis. In comparing the center versus perimeter in 2006, we didn't observe a very strong effect of these treatments. However, on one date in 2006, we did observe an increase in disease when comparing perimeter plots as opposed to the center plots. Similarly, in 2006, we also have a few rating dates for the rolling treatments, and our effects were not as great as what we had initially thought. However, we did actually observe an increase in rolling in relation to non-rolled treatments. However, it should be noted that we did initiate our rolling later in the season on June 11th, and if in a typical golf course setting, rolling would typically be induced or be employed earlier in the season in the establishment of a regular lightweight rolling program. So to remedy this, we began our treatments earlier in 2007 to establish a regular lightweight rolling program, looking at these effects early in the year and throughout the summer. So in comparing our center versus perimeter plots, once again, we didn't have a very strong effect, but however, we did observe a reduction in disease in these perimeter plots on one date in 2007. In 2007, looking at our rolling practices, these results were similar to what was previously observed by English Auto et al., with 5 out of 6 rating dates showing that both forms of lightweight rolling reduced disease in comparison to non-rolled plots. It should also be noted that on 2 of these dates in 2007, the sidewinder roller reduced disease even more than the vibratory roller in 2 dates in July of this year. To give you an idea of what we observed in 2007, here we have center plots for each of the 3 horizontal treatments, comparing our non-rolled treatment and as well as our vibratory and sidewinder roller. And as you can see here in the non-rolled area, there is much more chlorosis and thinning associated with high amounts of anthracnose in comparison to our vibratory and sidewinder plots, which had a significantly less amount of anthracnose and looked much more healthy and uniform. Results in 2008 were somewhat different in comparing center versus perimeter, as we've had a much stronger effect from these treatments in 2008. perimeter plots actually reduced disease on 4 dates out of 8 in 2008, which was somewhat different than what we had originally hypothesized, in that we believe that the increased amount of equipment traffic would actually increase disease in these areas. In looking at our different rolling treatments, results were similar to what was observed in 2007, in that both rolling treatments reduced disease in comparison to our non-rolled treatment. And additionally, on one date in 2008, we did observe a significant decrease when comparing the Sidewinder roller to the vibratory rolling alone. On this date, we did observe an interaction. So in comparison, in comparing all three treatments, the Sidewinder roller reducing disease significantly more than the vibratory roller. However, this is only observed in center plots, as shown here by the different letter designations, whereas in comparing the same treatment over the perimeter areas, we're no different on this date. And just to give you another idea of what we observed in 2008, very similar to what we observed in 2007, here we have our three treatments showing both a center as well as the perimeter areas on the top, with the non-rolled treatment suffering from much more chlorosis and thinning associated with a high amount of anthracnose in these plots, and both the vibratory and Sidewinder roll plots having a significantly less amount of disease and overall healthier stand of turf. Due to the essence of time, I will not be able to discuss the data associated with the surface characteristics. However, I can mention that lightweight rolling did increase ball roll distance 14 to 38 centimeters compared to non-rolled plots, and this was observed under both roller types throughout all 3 years of the study. It should also be noted that lightweight rolling did not increase soil bulk density in comparison to all other treatments, so neither the vibratory roller or the Sidewinder roller increase the soil bulk density to a level that would be detrimental to plant growth. So in summary, lightweight rolling was shown to subtly reduce anthracnose disease under moderate disease pressure. Additionally, equipment traffic in the perimeter areas had either no effect or slightly reduced disease when begun earlier in the season in that 2007 and 2008 years. However, it should be noted that cleanup mowing in these plot areas was essentially in straight line passes, which is similar to a double cut. And previous work by Inguajardo et al. Showed that double cutting has no effect or can even slightly reduce anthracnose disease. So additional research to evaluate the turning of equipment in a perimeter area could yield different research. However, this is a future endeavor that would probably be beneficial to look at. As for our recommendations for the golf course industry, lightweight rolling every other day is an effective practice to increase ball roll distance that can be used in combination with reduction in mowing or increased mowing height in an effort to reduce anthracnose disease. Both our Sidewinder and lightweight vibratory rollers can subtly reduce anthracnose on annual bluegrass, and it should be noted that if you establish this program early in the year, you will not see a negative impact or an increase in disease associated with these equipment. Increased equipment traffic in the perimeter areas should not be problematic based on our research, and we do believe that this association with increased amount of disease in this area could be related to differences in soil moisture, as perimeters of putting greens are backed up against collars, which have a more established root zone, and they could be suffering from higher amounts of irrigation stress or soil moisture stress, which has been previously shown to significantly affect anthracnose disease. So with that, I'd like to thank T.J. Lawson and Dr. John Inguajardo for their help in establishing the study, as well as our generous funding agencies for their support. And with that, I can take any questions that you might have.
We have time for a question.
Yes, Dr. Inguajardo?
I just had a question. You use the neutron, the troposphere, to measure bulk density. Do you also measure soil water content?
The question was, did we measure, we use the troposphere to measure soil bulk density, and the question was, did we also use it to measure soil moisture content? And that is correct. We did measure soil water content on the days that we measured soil bulk density. However, we did not observe a difference in that. Yes?
Would you speculate that rolling is giving you a firmer surface, so when you mow, or possibly rollers aren't sinking in much and are getting an effective higher cut?
The question was, could I speculate on how rolling is affecting the practice of mowing, or how it's altering the surface characteristics to avoid damage through mowing? And we believe that the act of rolling putting greens is probably very similar to what was previously observed in the sand top dressing. We're beneficially pressing these crowns deeper within the soil profile, or possibly laying the turf over, which could be essentially increasing the effective height of cut, therefore increasing the amount of photosynthetic tissue available to create nutrients for the plant, and therefore reducing or resulting in a beneficial decrease in disease. There are many other publications that could support different reasonings for why this process reduces disease. We saw a previous talk this morning on dollar spot and rolling, and he did mention previously that there is some idea of plant defense mechanisms that are activated. There is some literature showing that there is a reduction in catalase and superoxide dismutase in relation to rolling and or double cutting. And if you have an inherent reduction in these different mechanisms, you essentially be getting a surge of reactive oxygen species. And literature has shown that an increase in reactive oxygen species can reduce or inhibit fungal penetration, thus resulting in infection.
Okay, let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.